Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. So when smoke alarms start going off in the middle of the night, most people check for fire. But what happens if there is never any fire?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And we love your ghost stories. So if you have one, please let us know. Share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could be a premium subscriber. Get the advanced episodes. Get access to the archive. All without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, we were just talking about this the other day.
We were just talking about this
with my smoke detector starts beeping. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I finally figure out where the beeping's coming from. And then I was like, what if it starts beeping in the middle of the night? And it's not. And that's like, I've heard these stories. And then I found this story.
The first thing you hear when you think smoke alarms are going off is that, did you check the batteries? If it's electric, did it plug in the way it's supposed to? Is it, you know, it seems like this is something that could malfunction.
Exactly. So,
I got to hear this story.
Like when I put my smoke detector, I put the new battery in it, put it back up there. Then I'm like, is it going to start going off? Is it randomly going to start? You know, just because I've heard these stories. And I think, too, with a lot of hauntings, you hear of electronics and things that seem easily manipulated. Lights, the TV, the smoke detector would be one of those things. Mm-hmm. So I could see if there's a haunting, how they would be going off. It makes sense to me. But so to me, this story is really interesting since we were just talking about it. And I'm like, but what if it goes off and what? And nothing. So far, everything's fine in my house. And I think it will stay fine.
But I do, too.
This is the kind of story I was thinking of when I realized it was my smoke detector. So it says, you know how people always say it's probably nothing? Well, I used to think that, too, at least until the smoke detectors in our house started going off for no reason over and over again, and never when you expect them to. It all started a couple of months ago, and it's still happening. I live with my family in a big old farmhouse that's been in my mom's family for generations. We've updated parts of it, new windows, HVAC, that kind of thing, but the bones of the house are old. Kind of like someone probably died here at some point. Anyway, my bedroom is kind of off on its own on the west side of the house next to the bathroom. Everyone else, my parents, my little sister, 2 younger brothers, have their rooms lined up on the east side. I really like the privacy, or at least I did until that first alarm went off. It was about 3 in the morning. I shot up in bed like someone had dropped a firecracker in the room. Which you do because it's so loud and disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. The smoke alarm outside my door was going off and I ran out, heart pounding, expecting to see smoke or something burning, but there was nothing. There was no smell, no smoke, nothing. So my dad, who's an electrical engineer and the type of guy who doesn't get rattled easily, came out with his flashlight and toolkit. He took the detector down, fiddled with it, checked the wiring, even opened up a vent near the ceiling. And after 10 minutes of searching, the alarm just stopped, just as suddenly as it started, and that was that. Or so we thought. So over the next few weeks, it started happening again, but not just in my hallway. One day it was the dining room alarm, then over by my sister's room. It was like they were going off in some kind of pattern, but never at the same time, always one by one. And always just for a few minutes, like something wanted to make its presence known, and then it backed off. Well, at first my dad tried everything, replacing batteries, swapping alarms around, even replacing the breakers to rule out electrical issues, but nothing helped. If anything, the activity increased after we started messing with them. By the third week, we were so used to it, we just stopped reacting. I'd be brushing my teeth, and then one would go off in the dining room. It kind of became a weird part of daily life. Then 5 nights ago, I was in my sister's room helping her reorganize her bookshelf, and we were laughing about how she still has a massive collection of Goosebumps books when the alarm above her door suddenly went off. This one sharp, ear-splitting wail that echoed through the house. So my dad came running in with his toolkit again, but nothing. There was no reason for it to go off. An hour later, I was walking past the dining room when that alarm went off. Then the hallway alarm near my room went off. Same deal, no smoke, no fire, no malfunction, just a scream, then silence. But here's the part I haven't told anybody, not even my dad. Every time one of those alarms goes off near me, I get a weird feeling. I don't know how to explain it. It's not cold. It's like the air feels like it's pushing in around me, and the hairs on my arms always stand straight up like something invisible is brushing right past me. One night, I stayed up to test a theory. I had my bedroom door open, watching the hallway. The house was dead quiet except for the occasional creak of the floor settling. I had my phone on record, and at 3:06 a.m., the hallway alarm went off. And just before it went off, I saw something move across the hallway, like a shadow kind of gliding along the floor. It didn't have shape or form. It was just darker than dark, which we hear all the time. I ran out there, looked around, even checked the bathroom, but nothing. And then there was this other time when my little sister said she heard whispering coming from the ceiling vent right before her alarm went off. I told her it was just probably the air in the ducts or something, but she swore it said her name 2 times. Now she won't sleep with the door closed. So I've thought about it, whether it could be electrical, like maybe some surge or faulty wiring triggering them, but that doesn't explain the feeling or the shadow or the whispers. And last night I had a dream that maybe it was something else. I was in my room in bed, but the door was open. I could hear the alarms going off one after another. I got up to walk toward the hallway, and just as I stepped into the doorway, something rushed past me. It didn't touch me, but I felt it like wind, but with like a weight. I turned to look back into my room, and I saw a figure standing beside my bed. It was tall, thin, and completely black. No face, no clothes, just a tall black shape, staring at where I should have been sleeping, and then I woke up. Or at least I thought I did. I was in bed again, but this time the hallway alarm really was going off, not a dream. I sat straight up, heart pounding, and looked at the doorway. Nothing was there, but I did have that same feeling again. So I've had a hard time sleeping since. So is it something trying to get our attention? Is it warning us, watching us? Is it trying to wear us down little by little until we stop reacting and just accept it? I don't know, but I think it's not just faulty alarms. That's from Ruthie. So that is like what I had fear of happening with my alarm. But it is strange that they just keep going off and Dad keeps looking at it and they just keep going off.
Well,
and there's multiple ones.
Well, I'm trying to unpack this just a little bit because you know, like dust or airborne particles could set off a smoke detector.
It can?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So maybe there's like something in the air. Maybe it's, you know, some air quality issue on that side of the house. You know, it seems like her dad is a pretty sharp guy, or his dad. I'm not sure if it's a guy.
Ruthie. So it's a girl.
Okay. It seems like her dad is a really sharp guy. Like, he's got the tools, right?
And he's ready.
Yeah. But I have heard of dust setting off smoke detectors. And, you know, I think it might be worth switching out, because I did see where it said that, you know, there's different types of smoke detectors, and, you know, cleaning and maintaining them makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, maybe what they have in there is just super sensitive to dust or particles. It's an idea.
Yeah. And
that wouldn't
dream,
explain some of the other things.
I think the dream is like, I'm just here to tell you, if that was happening in my house night after night, and then I thought I saw something one night, then, you know, my sister tells me she's hearing whispering, that would just freak me out. And then I'm thinking about it, and I would dream about it, mm-hmm, because it's in my head at that point.
And I've had dreams where, like, I was dreaming about, you know, answering the phone or whatever, and then I wake up and realize the phone is ringing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your brain can incorporate what's happening out there into the dream. And so that could be that, you know, the dream just started becoming incorporated. And I think this can happen just like, I don't necessarily think the dream has to take the same length of time as we think. You know, I think time is kind of has a variable element to it. So in our dreams, it could just be happening, like, in split second, a whole story could go, you know, mm-hmm, and then you realize the alarm is going off, but maybe your brain made up a story around it real fast, mm-hmm, because you've been worried about it. And
absolutely,
you know, it could definitely happen. Now, I'm not going to say that that's, don't worry about it, it's dust particles and whatever. And, you know, I would try a different type if they have not. The dad seems pretty sharp. He probably already has, but maybe a different type of alarm that's not so sensitive to the particles like that or something. But, you know, could it be being triggered by shadows? I wouldn't think a shadow would
trigger
a fire, you know, detector.
Yeah, I just think I would, if it was me and this is happening in the middle of the night frequently, I would kind of, it would start freaking me out.
It would.
And so I, you know, maybe have a talk with dad and be like, is it just me? Anybody else getting freaked out by this? Because I can't sleep.
Because I'm beginning to get creeped, you know.
And do we need this many smoke detectors in our house? Because this is a lot. Could we get by with two? And do we have to have one right outside my bedroom? You know, it's like, I have one in my entire house. Now I'm thinking, do I need more?
You know,
But I have a little house, so.
It just, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. On this one.
I don't either.
It seems like there could be technical reasons why this would happen. But why would it be more than one, other than the fact that it's a certain brand that's sensitive to dust particles, and there seems to be more in that side of the house than the other side of the house? I mean, I'm just trying to logically come up with something so that you guys could sleep at night.
I know.
You know.
That's the hard thing, because it's like, you can't. Like, when stuff like that starts happening, then, because that was like when we were kids and you'd hear that, whatever the walking was at night, mm-hmm, then you would just lay there in bed and you would think, I hope it doesn't walk around tonight. Is it going to walk around tonight? Then you can't sleep. Right. And that's what's happening with this. You know, how can poor Ruthie ever get a good night's sleep? She's not going to get a good night's sleep.
Right.
I think you got to talk with the parents.
I do too.
And I don't know how old Ruthie is. She might be in college, still living at home, but I would still talk with the parents.
I would too. I mean, everybody's living there together.
Yeah.
And at some point you have to say, you know, This is just really bothering me. Mm-hmm. And is anybody else being creeped out by this? Because it feels like we should be able to get on top of it, you know, and not have this. Because it does, number one, it does just jolt you when an alarm goes off like that. Just scares the crap out of you.
Oh, in the middle of the night. Then you can't sleep because...
Right.
Even if it's not paranormal, is the damn smoke detector going to go off again tonight?
Yeah. Well, there are some odd coincidences. Yeah. It does seem to be happening more at night. But then you go, okay, so is there some sort of reason dust is kicked up or something particle-wise is happening more at night? You know, is the heater kicking on and kicking dust up somehow? Or I don't, you know. Yeah. Once you've exhausted all the technical aspects of this situation, then you need to move.
Exactly. That's the only option that's left. Sell the damn house. Well, let's go to this caller.
I have four stories. Actually, I have three stories. And so the first one I'm going to tell is about the time I set down my prescription that I had just refilled that day. My room was messy, and I set it down on my desk, and I know I did because that's where I kept it. And I left to use the restroom. I came back, and I couldn't find it. I was like, okay, maybe I just misplaced it. I'll clean my entire room. Cleaned everything, every surface, wiped down everything, swept the floor. Everything was done. And so I went back, and I was like, it's still not here. Like, the last place I cleaned, I made sure I cleaned my desk last. Last place I cleaned was my desk, organized it, everything. Went and got my RA. I said, I don't know what happened. I can't find it. I don't know if somebody took it and they think they're playing a prank or whatever, but I can't find it. She comes in, she looks, she can't find it either. So one of my suite mates comes in and she looks and she's like, I'm assuming this is a different bottle than what we're looking for. I freak out. I said, nope, that's it, that's it. I literally could not go into my room for 2 hours after that happened. It was so unexplainable, so creepy. Like, we were standing right outside the door. There's no way anybody could have gotten in or out. I just don't know. The second story is my roommate had just moved out, and I could hear, I had noise canceling headphones on, and I could hear somebody crying. And I was like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Like, I kept asking. And then, irritated, I finally ripped my headphones off. I said, why are you? Oh. And so I, like, knocked on my next-door neighbor. I said, are you crying? She goes, I thought that was you. I said, nope, it was not me. So we searched and we searched, and we could not find a source. So, again, unexplainable, really creepy. The third thing happened my sophomore year. Those two things both happened my freshman year. My sophomore year, about 3 a.m. every night, every morning, I guess, somebody would tear down the hallway like they were sprinting. And then come back. Being an RA, I said, I'm tired. I want sleep. Sorry, I literally just saw something in my apartment. Okay, never mind. It's okay. I was like, I could not sleep. And so I hear it, and I get up out of bed. I'm so excited. I'm going to catch these people. I'm going to tell them to stop it. Like, I hear them come down, and, like, there's a door at the end of the hallway that closes heavy when you open and close. I hear them. I don't hear the door. It waits a few seconds, whatever it is, and comes tearing back down. I rip open my door, and nobody's out there. I said, looks like it's time for me to go to bed. And I close, and I lock my door, and I put on music, and I went to bed. So that's the first thing that happened my sophomore year. The second thing is one night, so we had this ghost story that if you left your closet door open and your desk chair pulled out, a shadow man would come watch you sleep. Never believed it, thought it was folklore, like something they used to say to make sure your room was tidy or whatever. So I had my closet door open. It was one of those sliding doors, and you can't have both sides open at once. So, like, I can see one side that's super dark. And then it looks like both sides are open. And I'm like, that's weird. And the more I look at it, I can see the door, but there's a shadow of what looks like a taller person. I don't know if it was a man. It seemed to be a man, but then again, it was dark in my room and it was dark, whatever it was. So I'm not for sure. I literally looked at that and I said, not dealing with this tonight. And I rolled over and went to bed
And that's where it ends.
Okay.
I'm going to guess like she's living in a dorm on campus, yeah, obviously. Like a dorm on and campus. In the same, yeah. I don't think she ever moved. So throughout.
Well, she talked about the RA.
Yeah. But I mean, in the same dorm. So she didn't just, it's not three different places. I'm assuming all these happen at the same location.
Yeah. That's what I got.
So don't you just guess she's living in a really freaking haunted dorm?
You know, we hear a lot about colleges haunted.
And schools.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely think it's a possibility. You know, that cleaning one with the prescription.
Yeah, I always think that's so weird. We hear that kind
of thing happen quite a bit, where you can't find something. You're just sure you left it there. Now, I am a space cadet. I admit it. And I will be the first one to put, you know, the cereal in the, you know, freezer or whatever. And I just blame that on me. But there are times where you specifically sat something down in a location on purpose. You know, mm-hmm. come back, it's gone. And then you find it and you may even look there three or four times. And then there it is where it's supposed to be. You know, and that sounds like exactly what happened here, that the roommate looked over and go, oh, well, isn't, you must be looking for a different one because there's one sitting right there where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
She and the RA. So we've got a backup on that one.
It's just so interesting then hearing somebody crying and then a roommate mm-hmm. hears something crying and then the people running up and down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow man.
What about this? Okay, the shadow man one seems odd to me because there seemed to be a thing like if like they all knew if you left the door open at some point, this would happen. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's weird that it would be happening to a lot of people, apparently.
Here's my thing on that particular story. Not doubting her, she saw what she saw. But I do know that sometimes when people tell you, if you do this, this, and this, then you're going to see that. You know, one of those mm-hmm. kind of folklore things or legends and mm-hmm. stories that go around the dorm. So you're kind of setting yourself up to see something.
Right.
So sometimes I think you can kind of trick your brain into something because you're expecting it. But yeah. The other ones, and not saying it didn't happen, but there's also that side of it that, you know,
I'm wondering if there's an explanation for it.
Yeah.
Since it seems to happen, like, and you leave this one side of the closet open and there was this chair and you had the chair there. If there was some weird way that the moon comes around and shines in the building at a certain time at night, that it would appear
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, I'm just saying that one, it just seems like weird that it would be a kind of a lore in the hall itself. And maybe it is the case that all you had to do was leave a closet door open and this thing would show up. But you hear the person crying, you hear people running, the prescription's gone, not, you know, still forth. And so maybe it just stands to reason there's something in the closet, too.
It's haunted.
Because
the place is haunted.
We all know closets are, you know, tunnels to hell. We all know that.
Right. Portals to hell.
They're portals or tunnels, depending, you know, to the abyss. We know that. So it could be.
Yeah.
That, you know, that dorm is haunted as hell.
I'm just telling you one thing. I would be so glad to move out of that place.
Oh, God, really?
Like, how are you ever going to get your homework done?
That's, well, you have a good library. And that's,
and oh, libraries
God, we all know
haunted.
About haunted libraries.
No place is safe on this campus.
No.
It would drive me insane. I would be I've never been so ready to graduate.
That's right. Well, if you can live through all the hauntings to get that degree.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get no commercials, advance episode, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.